commercial enterprise.
Well, I...
Don't be disheartened. We are only at the beginning of our adventure. Rome was not built in a day. We have lots of money at our backs, though we do not as yet cut much of a dash in the office line. But a desk, two chairs and a ledger, all one needs to do business with. Please sit down.
Thank you.
You have a letter for me from my brother?
Yes. Here you are.
Yes, I see. You seem to have made a vast impression on Arthur, and I know him to be a pretty shrewd judge. He swears by London, of course, and I by Birmingham. But I shall follow his advice this time. You may consider yourself definitely engaged.
Thank you.
You have received an advance on your salary, I believe?
Yes, thank you. A very generous one.
This is a very large undertaking. Doubtless you would like to know what your function will be within the framework of the company.
Oh, I would indeed.
You will eventually manage the great depot in Paris, which will pour a flood of English crockery into the shops of 134 agents in France. You will, of course, receive a commission on the sales.
Your brother did mention that.
Good. The final details will be completed in a week. Meanwhile, you will remain in Birmingham and make yourself useful.
In what way?
This book is a directory of Paris. I want you to take it home with you and to mark off all the hardware sellers with their addresses. It will be of the greatest use for me to have them.
Well, surely there are classified lists.
Not sufficiently detailed for our requirements. Stick at it and let me have the lists by Monday at 12 noon. Good day, Mr. Pycroft.
Oh, yes, sir.
If you continue to show zeal and intelligence, you will find the company a good master. Until Monday.
Until Monday.
A strange introduction to your duties as manager. Copying out entries from a street directory.
Maybe, Dr. Watson. Though I can see some justification for it. Classified lists are often unreliable. But I was still uneasy. It was the look of the offices. The absence of the company name on the wall. These left a bad impression as to the position of my employers.
But you applied yourself to the task.
I did. Indeed, I did. I had their money. I was their employee.
And you finished it by Monday?
Oh, no. Nowhere near. I'd only got as far as H. I went round at 12 as arranged.
Was there any improvement in the state of the offices?
No. None at all. Mr. Pinner told me to come again on Wednesday, but it was still unfinished. So I hammered away at it until yesterday, Friday. Then I brought the full list round.
These meetings with Mr. Harry Pinner, they were always at a fixed time?
Yes. Always at midday. Come on Wednesday at 12, come on Friday at 12.
He was always waiting for you?
Yes.
You never had a key to the office?
No.
What happened when you finally brought the list to him?
Well, Mr. Pycroft, you have finished your task?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid I underestimated the difficulty of all this, but the information will be of very material assistance to me.
It did take some time.
Detail does take time, Mr. Pycroft, but detail is essential to success. Now, I want you to make a similar list of the furniture shops. They sell crockery too.
Furniture shops?
Yes. And you can come here tomorrow evening at 7. Tell me how you're getting on.
Tomorrow? Saturday?
Let me take you into my confidence. Things are beginning to move. I shall be receiving a communication from my brother tomorrow in the afternoon. Then things will begin to happen, and I may need your assistance.
In the meanwhile, I start on the furniture shops.
Detail, Mr. Pycroft. Detail. But don't overwork yourself, my boy. Take the evening off. Go to Day's musical. Enjoy yourself. You can afford it now. Lovely girls. Great entertainers. Charles Coben. Two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise. Only for telling a man he was wrong. Two lovely black eyes. first class stuff, Mr. Pycroft. Enjoy yourself. It's all beginning to happen, my boy. We can change the words, Mr. Pycroft, eh? What about this?
two lovely bright eyes. Oh, what a surprise, simply for telling.